probably chopped the guy's head off. Then that would have been a bigger miracle. He would have not just been healing an ear, he would have been raising the guy from the dead and attaching his head back. But thankfully, Peter wasn't that good with the sword. Oh, I just got his ear. This is where us guys, we struggle. Because we want to be able to use our strength, our tenacity, our fervor to go and attack and to fight and to protect ours and to protect our own, protect our family, protect the ones that we love. And we'll go and we'll take the fight. We'll even protect ourselves or what we think is right or protect our honor by fighting. You tell us where there's a need and we'll go figure it out. We'll go bang hammers and nails and we'll build stuff and we'll chop down trees to make roads where so we can get through and we'll figure it out. We'll build spaceships to the moon if we have to get there. But what if what God is looking for is for men and women to take the fight on their knees in prayer? See, because Jesus loves every single person. He said, "My will is that none should perish, but that all should come to repentance." I want you to think about the person right now that has wronged you the most in your life. I want you to think about the people that cause you the greatest fear or the greatest anger inside of you when you think about what they're doing or what they're saying. And then I want you to apply the truth of that statement. My will is that none would perish, but that all would inherit eternal life. Jesus is interested in saving the heart and the mind and the souls of every single person on the planet. Doesn't matter their background, their race. It doesn't matter their religion. It doesn't matter what part of the world they live in. If he was willing to save the Apostle Paul, who was putting to death Christians. Do you understand that? He was after the Christians. He was persecuting them. He was killing them. He was having them stoned. If he was willing to save him and turn him around, if he was willing to find a harlot and say, "He that is without sin, cast the first stone," who are we to judge? Who are we to judge? Prayer is a portal through which the kingdom of God is released on earth. If I am misspeaking, you'll have to forgive me later, but I think that in a couple of weeks, Pastor Sanford's going to be speaking a little bit more on that and sharing with you some of what the Lord has given him about the kingdom of this world. What was the mandate that God gave Adam in the garden? Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it. Subdue it. Bring it under subjection to the will of God. Bring it under subjection to the will of God. Paul said this in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 through 5. We are human, but we don't wage war as humans do. We use God's mighty weapon, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning and to destroy false arguments. We destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. We capture the rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey Christ. That sounds pretty strong to me. The Apostle Paul is saying, God has given you that authority. He's given you that power. But it's not through our human strength. It's on our knees, declaring the kingdom of God. We have this authority in our schools, in our community, at work, at home. But it has to start in us. It has to start in us. How do you find yourself right now? Are you worried, angry, defeated, overwhelmed, frustrated? Do you feel beaten down, bitter, or just exhausted and empty? Have you lost hope? Get back in relationship. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Know who you are in Christ. Understand the power that is within you. Take captive those thoughts. Tear down those strongholds. Proclaim God's truth. Renew your mind. Begin to believe for others. Proclaim salvation. Proclaim healing. Proclaim restoration. Release God's kingdom over each and every one of those people, each and every one of those circumstances. Bring justice. Cry out for justice. Believe God for justice. Be willing to stand in the gap. Be willing to stand up for what is right. But don't be confrontational to people. Get in your prayer closet and get on your knees in prayer and fight the devil like he needs to be fought and destroyed and cast down and pound those gates of hell until they are crushed and they are destroyed over the people's lives and over the circumstances, over our nation, over our city, over every person that is in your life. Begin to fight for what God wants by proclaiming his kingdom come, his will be done over their life. Give him access. Give him access. He'll do it. But we have to give him access. We have to give him access. And then love. Then go out and just love people. Love people. Love people with God's love. If you're here this morning, I'm going to ask the musicians to come. If you're here this morning and you're hearing this message and you know in your heart that there are things in your life that have held you captive, there are things in your heart that have been bringing doubt or worry or fear, confusion to your mind. If you're here this morning and you feel like you're lost and you need a Savior, you've been hearing all morning long, us talking about, I have decided. I have decided to follow Jesus. You've seen people baptized, taking that next step, passing through the waters of baptism, saying, I belong to Jesus. You see the excitement across the room as people are gathering in this place and they're lifting their voice in worship. You feel a presence here, but you don't feel that you belong. You don't feel like you've ever been a part of the family of God. I want you to know that today is your day of salvation. I want you to know that today is the day that God is here and he is with open arms saying, come. Come. And let me take charge. Let me hold you. Let me guide you. Allow me to be your heavenly Father. Allow me to be your closest friend. Allow me to be all that you need me to be. God is not afraid of you or your circumstances. He doesn't look at you and think, now that one, I don't know if I can fix that one. He's willing to take the broken pieces and put them back together and give you hope. He's willing to fight your battles for you. If we will just open up those portals of heaven, he'll come down and he'll touch earth. Will you open up that portal over your life by declaring this morning, your kingdom come and your will be done in me? Will you stand to your feet this morning? We're going to do something different. Rather than have people close your eyes and raise your hands, we're going to do something else. If you are here and you need the kingdom of God to be applied to your life, whether that means that you're coming for the first time or you're coming for the 100th time, if you need the kingdom of God applied to your life, I just want you to come and I want you to stand right here at the altar, but bring that card with you that you have. You have a card in your hand, in your handout. If you don't have it, we'll have more here at the altar. It has 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, two sides. Bring that with you, but come up here to the altar. We're going to do a couple of things. We're going to do a couple of things. So go ahead and come. Everybody come. Everybody come. Everyone come. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Come to the altar. Come to the altar. Amen, amen, amen. Come on, come on. Don't be shy. We're going to do something this morning. We're going to declare that the heavens are going to open over this place. And the kingdom of God is going to be applied to each and every one of our lives. And there are these papers that we have here. And if you don't have one, I want you to pick one up. And I want you to write three names. Three names of individuals that you are going to begin to proclaim the name of God, the kingdom of God over their lives and believe that God is going to reach them, that God is going to touch them. It could be somebody that you have been estranged from. It could be a family member. It could be a friend. It could be a coworker. But I want you to begin to believe God that his kingdom will come over their lives. I want you to begin to believe God that you are going to see a change. If you need to put your name on there, put your name on there. Believe God for change. Believe God that he is going to open up heaven, the kingdom of heaven, over their lives, over your life. Close your eyes with me for a moment. Heavenly Father, your word declares that all power in heaven and earth has been given unto you. And you said Ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened unto you. Lord, your will is that none should be saved, should be perished, but that all should come to repentance. All should be saved. Your desire is, Lord, that this world would be touched and changed for you. But it starts with us. And so right now, we declare, I want everybody to say this together. Say it, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Say it again, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We're going to say it one more time, and then at this time I want you to say, instead of on earth as it is in heaven, I want you to say, in my life as it is in heaven. Ready? Your kingdom come, your will be done in my life as it is in heaven. Amen, amen. Can you give the Lord a praise?